Starting next month, aspiring marijuana growers and sellers can apply for licenses from the state of Washington. But some local governments are not so enthusiastic about welcoming these businesses. KUOW's Amy Radle reports.
The state of Washington expects to license about 17 marijuana retail stores in unincorporated Pierce County, but a majority of the Pierce County Council supports measures to effectively ban the stores. Tacoma attorney Jay Bernberg says a ban would fly in the face of voter approval for Initiative 502, which legalized recreational marijuana. The measure got 54% of the vote in Pierce County.
But our Pierce County Council responds by saying, well, actually, we know more about it than you, and democracy doesn't work, and you people don't know what's best for you. We do, so we're going to do this our way, in spite of what you want.
Council member Dan Roach, who supports the ban, says opposing a ballot initiative is not something he takes lightly.
I am going against what I think, you know, what the will of voters was for Initiative 502. But having said that, the caveat is, the people who elected me expect me to be able to understand the issue on a local level and how it's implemented and make a good choice on that basis.
Roach says he thinks public support for marijuana legalization would weaken if people understood that local governments don't get any of the taxes levied on marijuana, especially because he says it's cities and counties that will have to confront any problems with crime or impaired driving. Pierce County Council member Rick Talbert wants to go ahead with implementing I-502. If they don't, he thinks they'll get sued.
If we go down that path, we're going to end up spending a lot of money to end up where, you know, I would like us to be right now, and that is finding a way to do this in accordance with state law.
Initiative 502 doesn't include an opt-out provision for local governments. However, they can contest individual license applications because of concerns about the applicant or the business location. The Pierce County Council is scheduled to consider the ban on November 5th. I'm Amy Radle, KUOW News.